do my tech. One! Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Woman's Cave. You guys are watching this on YouTube. We're having a bit of an issue of what's going on with our life. Oh, well, no one cares.
Revolution, which included George Washington. She signed treaties that allowed him to enter territories that he would otherwise have been fought had he entered. She worked in tandem with Thomas Jefferson, and I think one of the neatest things she did was she sold Kentucky to Daniel Boone when he worked for the Transylvania Company and ancestry. I didn't even know I was Native American until, I want to say, 1971 or 72. So when I found out, my mother looked at me and she said, "Don't you tell a soul." She goes, "Because we'll be discriminated against. People will hate you and they will make fun of you and call you a dirty Indian." And I went, "Oh, okay." I promptly went right to school and told everybody I was Cherokee Indian. And I wasn't, you know, discriminated against, thank God. Where I grew up was, I was already accepted as a person and as a, you know, just a person at school. So I thought it was kind of interesting how that all came about. But, you know, we should always teach our children and our grandchildren to be proud of who they are and where they came from. And it creates problems when you hide. And, you know, we can't hide. You know, we're living in, you know, almost 2019, for heaven's sake. So the time for hiding is gone. It's just gone.
So do you feel that your book and yourself, that you're going to be able to be on the forefront of breaking down the walls and discrimination, possibly, and being part of that change?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I've always felt, I've been technically dead twice and came back to, was brought back to life. So my grandmother always said, "Deborah has a purpose in this world." And wouldn't that just be amazing if I could just be a little speck of that? I was always like a little bra burner, you know, back in the 70s. Like, you know, we need to get paid the same. And I was a construction worker for most of my life. So, yes, I've always been on the brink and the precipice of working in a man's world and hopefully trying to make as much money as what a man does is a little difficult. But then I became a business owner. I owned a landscaping company in Ohio called Designs by Deborah, go figure. And it was just an amazing journey even at that. And, you know, young people today, you know, they look at it as their right. And they have forgotten the many, many women that came before them that were breaking down those walls and those barriers to get equal rights, to get, you know, equal pay in all ways, and to be respected as being strong enough to do these things. Nancy Ward was strong enough to lead her people to one of their greatest victories that they ever knew as a race, and actually the only one really that they talked much about, which was the Battle of Tahlequah. And her husband, my great-grandfather, my seventh great-grandfather, died in that battle. And she picked up his land, screamed the war cry, and the men that were retreating turned around and followed her into that battle. So to know that I'm descended from blood like that, I have the goosebumps right now, all the way. And to know that I'm descended from that, just the pride that I feel is unbelievable. And when I started writing this book, I was probably at one of the lowest points in my life. And, you know, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was divorced after a 30-year marriage. And it's like, okay, what am I going to do now? How am I going to contribute other than maybe babysitting my nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews and things like that? So, you know, as you go forward, we all need a purpose. Even though I'm, you know, an older person or in my 60s, I still need purpose too. So this book has definitely brought that to my life. And I feel that, you know, that if God has intentions for this book to end up doing well, then so be it. And I'm here to do whatever I can to see that come to a total fruition.
Absolutely, absolutely. And first and foremost, girl, you're 60. I look like you when I'm 60.
Man, for real, you ain't lying. So, whoever divorced her, well, God, that was a bad idea. Oh my God, she looks great. I'm sorry, you said that you were a construction worker.
I worked. I ran backhoes and bulldozers and dump trucks. I had my own 70-pound jackhammer. My company. We laid natural gas lines. So I worked for him for about 8 or 9 years. And then in the mid-90s, I opened a landscape company and did landscaping, had up to 2 crews with about 4 to 5 people on each one, and went around trying to make the world as beautiful as I could. And I never understood that part of me, that I just knew all this stuff about plants and animals. I didn't understand that it was so deeply threaded in my DNA that that's why I think I just soaked it up like a sponge. All I had to do was hear about something once and I would retain it. And, you know, because there is an art to knowing where to put plants and the color schemes. And I had a professor at Ohio State University tell me I had one of the best, you know, a color scheme that I was able to put color together better than probably anybody he'd ever met, including all the people that were teaching it at OSU. So, you know, it just came very natural to me. And I just guess it was in my DNA all these years. And I just really didn't put 10 and 2 together until I really started doing the research for this book. I wrote down the stories that my grandparents and my aunts and uncles had told me over the years. And I'm really glad I remembered them. But I wrote all that down. And then once I did that, it was like my friends were going, oh, you need to delve further into this and write a book, because there's nothing that just is specifically geared just toward her that has factual, you know, that's based in fact. So even though it is considered fiction, because I did expound a little bit in some ways, some things I can't explain how I know, but I think I just know them. So, and a lot of it's borne out to be just very true. But I believe that during the writing of this book that she actually, you know, was whispering in my ear and giving me more information than what I already knew. So I think when you believe in a project, it really changes. You have to write about things that you know and you understand. And this, for me, it's been a gift, a God-given gift. I truly believe he allowed her to, you know, to speak to my heart and my soul and write down with the passion that she would have, I believe, written her autobiography. So, you know, I can't claim that it's that technically, but I can feel that. So she just was an amazing, amazing woman that has a lot to give, even her message today. Her cry was for peace. And granted, you know, she would go to war if she had to protect her own and her family and her people. But, you know, that's something that we do as human beings anyway. We're born with that innate feeling that we protect our loved ones and we protect our children. And, you know, I'm lucky. I'm wearing it actually was a bracelet here on my thumb. This stone belonged to my grandmother, to my 7th great grandmother. My family ain't hung on to this stuff that long. The arrowhead that's around my neck went from Tennessee to Oklahoma, probably on the Trail of Tears, or possibly even beforehand, because a lot of my family went as what they called old settlers, which means Nanihi Nancy had predicted about 25, 30 years before the Trail of Tears. She said, I see my people walking in a line with tears streaming down their face. And I believe that they took those words to heart. And when all these talks were starting about removal of the Cherokee, you know, my family's going, oh, this is what Granny predicted was going to happen, that we were going to lose our home and that we were going to end up in a strange place and that we were going to cry all the way there, which meant nothing good. So I believe that's part of the reason that my family evacuated the area, you know, more safely, and that there's so many Nancy Ward descendants. It's insane. We've got a website that's got 700 descendants on it. And that's just a few that know they're descended from this great lady. And, you know, if you go to your, you know, ancestry, you know, DNA.com, whatever, and take those things, you're going to find those links, you know, that maybe you didn't know that you had, and maybe even you. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of our beautiful Black Americans are part Native American. They're part Cherokee. And, you know, the only way they're going to know that they're part Indian is to do those testings, because we've lost so much of our oral tradition through the years. And it was, like, not so good to be a Native American and Black all at the same time. So we've got a little a bit of African American in us, not very much. But, you know, if we look, the color is deep in all of us. And, you know, and we all pump red. We all bleed red, for heaven's sake. So we have to find a way as human beings to have compassion for all races, for all people, so that, you know, we can go forward into the future and not repeat all the mistakes that have been made over these hundreds and hundreds of years. It's not good for anybody. Look at the Jewish people, my God, what they've endured. They have endured this since people were people. And they're going to continue to endure, from the looks of it, you know, racism and hatred. And it's just so wrong. It's so wrong. We're all people. We're all people. I don't know.
You're just talking to people today.
I know. I feel that you are. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it and all your wise words. Can you tell us where people can find you and your wonderful book?
Yes. Fusion Press is the publisher of the book. And you can go to their website also, as well as you can go to www.womanofmanynames.com and get the information there, as well as Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon. It's a little bit everywhere.
Yay! That story needs to be. Absolutely. And thank you so much for coming on and even bearing with us while technical difficulties. We really appreciate it. And you can find everything that your ladies are doing on www.andresort.com. That includes Just Writing Life. Remember that wisdom is all around you. You're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Monona and Jade.